Ethan Behrman, KGO 810, studio number 415-808-0810, 415-80-80-810. Follow me on Twitter, send me your tweets at Ethan Behrman. Coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to talk to Dr. Gleb Sapirsky about the truth and facts behind the shutdown claims now that we're on day number 31. And in about 30 minutes, we'll talk about what Vice President Mike Pence said about the wall, and today is, and I hope it's an inspiring one for you, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday today. Yeah, the vice president tied in the wall with MLK. Should be an interesting conversation. Speaking of this administration, and they have been doing all kinds of interesting things. And when I say interesting, I mean not positive, related to the environment. Joining me on the phone right now, she is the author of The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment, Maya Van Rossum. Maya, good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks so much for having me back.
Okay, so what has transpired in the last couple of months with the Trump administration? Are we making any progress on the environment here?
Well, I think Trump is making progress on rolling back environmental protections. But for those of us who are being harmed by pollution and environmental degradation, we are not making ground. We are losing a lot of ground as the Trump administration continues to roll back environmental protections and also put into positions of power those who are friends of the fossil fuel industry and other industrial operators who, through those positions, are also helping to weaken environmental protections and advance things like the fossil fuel industry.
So, Maya, when you look at what the Trump administration has rolled back, is there one that jumps out at you as kind of the most egregious or most alarming?
Truthfully, no, right? It's really the package. I mean, from top to bottom, we are having rollbacks. He has rolled back a proposed ban on a very dangerous pesticide called chlorpyrifos that is devastating to human health and causes developmental disabilities in children. He's rolled back protections against toxic discharges of arsenic, lead, and mercury from power plants. He's rolling back right now. He's putting forth a proposal to roll back waterway protections. And as a result of this rollback, about 18% of waterways and over 50% of wetlands are going to lose their protection. He's even gone so far as to withdraw a policy that would encourage the use of reusable water bottles in our national parks and discourage the sale of plastic water bottles that have so many harms in such a variety of ways, including resulting in a lot of just litter and pollution. So from top to bottom, we have this tremendous package of rollbacks. And so it's not one or the other, right? It's really the complete package that is inflicting so much harm.
Yeah, that like we saw with President Dick Cheney, Vice President Dick Cheney, with his clean air, what did they call it? They had some ridiculous Clear Skies Initiative. That's what the misnomer they used was, the intentional misdirection. We haven't seen anything quite like it since then. Joining me on the phone right now, author of The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment, Maya Van Rossum. So, Maya, when you look at this and you look at what the UN is reporting, you look at, wasn't it Trump's own administration really released the climate report on Black Friday? Wasn't that like a huge deal that they even admitted, oh, we've got all kinds of issues, but they buried it?
It was absolutely huge. So the Trump administration has not been able to hide the devastating impacts of climate change and the horrific ramifications of the U.S. pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, which, of course, I forgot to include in my list of rollbacks,
right?
That's certainly a big one. Even the Trump administration can't hide the devastating impacts of climate change and continuing to advance the dirty fossil fuel industry, which is what Donald Trump is doing at every turn. He continues to try to push forward dirty fracked gas and continuing use of coal, and at the same time is removing incentives and programs and regulations that would advance a clean energy future, that would give us the clean energy we need, protect the environment both at the same time, and of course help stave off some of the worst devastations of climate change, which we are staring down the barrel of.
So, Maya, one of the things that's actually quite controversial, I know some people will try and make it sound like it's not, but it really is, even with the environmental circles, is this idea that's really come about recently of the Green New Deal. I mean, there are big groups that are not behind it. There's a new article out in MIT Technology Review saying that this really is not the right approach. What is your thought on the Green New Deal?
I think that the Green New Deal has some really important progressive elements, including on the fossil fuel infrastructure front. And truthfully, any good, forward-leaning, progressive idea that is going to advance environmental protection, even just the conversation of environmental protection, is critically important right now. So I think the Green New Deal is a good thing. And of course, as you know, Ethan, I think a good parallel to that doesn't displace it, but is a really vitally important complement at the state level is for states to be advancing green amendments, which is the addition of constitutional protections to environmental rights in the Bill of Rights section of our state constitution. So both big, bold, important ideas. And again, to the extent that anything is pushing the ball forward in terms of environmental protection and fighting against these rollbacks by the Trump administration, they deserve our attention and respect.
Yeah, and the book is The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. And we have definitely discussed that before, but grab a copy of the book, The Green Amendment, Securing Our Right to a Healthy Environment. Maya Van Rossum, Maya, it's always great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me and really keeping a spotlight on this really important issue of environmental rollbacks. I really appreciate it.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much, Maya. I appreciate your time. Coming up in just a moment, our friend Dr. Gleb Sapersky, CEO of Disaster Avoidance Experts, among many other things, Pro-Truth Pledge as well. Let's talk about truth and the government shutdown. How do we filter through what is fact and what is fiction? 415-8080-810.